Hey friend, so I am a person of faith, and in the Bible, there is a passage where a religious person asks Jesus what the greatest commandment is. And Jesus responds, and he says, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, there's a lot of talk in our world today about self-love. And I don't believe self-love is about being entitled or selfish, but I do believe that how we think about ourselves, the compassion that we give ourselves, the value that we see in our own story directly connects to how we're able to love those around us. Now, I said I'm a person of faith, and I believe that love comes from God. And if you haven't heard that God is love, I want to tell you the truth that I believe today. That's that God is love and that he loves you and that he loves me. And so when I think about God's love for me, that impacts my identity. It impacts my view of myself. When I am content in God's love, then I'm able to go love others as I am loved, as I love myself, as the value I see in myself because of who God says I am and his love for me. So today, how you see yourself matters because how you see yourself impacts how you engage with others. I have seen it and know it to be true for my own self that when I am not being kind to myself, when I don't value myself, then I don't value those around me. I take myself out of the game. I don't share myself generously with them. And everyone misses out in that situation. So today, think about how you see yourself. And if you want to know more about my faith journey, I would love to share it with you. Reach out to us at Love Sophia Project. I'll meet you here tomorrow.